Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we need to figure out where we're at. You know, Israel's now worrying about a sixth wave. I don't even know anymore. I can't remember if we're on our third, fourth, fifth, if we're on 4.5, but then we mix up load shedding stages with levels of COVID things and then add the waves. And for people like me, you much more wordy people, the numbers people, very, very confusing. Uriel Rosen, maybe you can help me out. Uriel is the operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Can you just can you just simplify this for me? Where are we in South Africa?
I think we don't actually know. No one knows. So I'm not going to help you much.
So you're not a lot of use to me this morning. All we know is load shedding is suspended, kind of for now, but we're still under pressure.
Yeah, the truth is we don't know.
Okay.
Let's work on this whole endemic term that is being utilized a lot. And I think that I'm really hoping that we're there. I'm hoping that we're learning to live with COVID. I'm hoping COVID is getting milder and milder, and hopefully it's, not something that we're going to need to necessarily worry about for much longer. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
I think that's what we're all hoping for.
Sure.
However, there's definitely still risk of COVID. I mean, for majority of people, there isn't. They do really well. But we've seen that from the very beginning of days of COVID. There were people that did well and there were people that didn't. It does definitely seem that it has gone milder. We haven't seen as many hospital admissions as we saw in the first, second, and third wave. So we're doing well. Look, there are still people, I'm going to say, there are still people that get really sick, and there are still people that get admitted to hospital, and there are still people that need more intensive monitoring and a lot of intervention, both at home and sometimes in hospital, but for the most part, people are doing well.
So does that mean, is that as a result, I mean, we obviously can't know fully, but is that a result of people being vaccinated, having immunity, having a more, having the ability to fight it, or does the virus get weaker, or is it a combination?
So I'm no immunologist or virologist.
Oh, we all are. So what nonsense. Nonsense.
Yeah.
You've got Facebook.
I can't answer that with 100% certainty, but I suspect that it's a little bit of everything. I suspect it's a little bit of that people are vaccinated. I suspect that it is milder. I don't know. I'm reading conflicting information about viruses that get milder and milder, but that's nonsense. So there's two opposing opinions here. So I don't really know. I guess it's a waiting game to see what's going to happen around that. Yeah, look, we've seen very, very specific kind of, symptom morphologies, should I say, recently. We've seen specifically young kids unable to break temperatures for a good 2-3 days and go really high temperatures. Some of them land up in hospital for a few days or a few hours just to help reduce their temperature. But for the most part, they bounce back, and they bounce back quite fast after that, so after 3-4 days. And then we're seeing elderly patients, or let's just not even put them in the elderly category. Let's put them in the high-risk category, the ones with comorbidities. The age is just a number, really. We're looking at, previous history and conditions and medical problems that result in a little bit more of a severe outcome with COVID or a severe form of the disease than we're seeing, young and healthy people.
Wherever I go now, we're not seeing people wearing masks. Life is returning very much to normal. Government hasn't kept up with what's gone around the world. They seem to have fallen asleep at the wheel. That's my opinion. You don't need to comment on that. But what that means effectively is that people are being asked to make their own decisions because government's decisions are clearly not up to par. I mean, the way in which they would want us is even outdoors, you'd be masked fully, social distancing. It's all still there. But the reality is that it's probably not required, and that means people are making up their own rules as they go along because there's an absence of real guidance. From your perspective, And it's really a perspective. I accept that. What do you think we should be doing currently in terms of our own behavior?
Look, I think that as long as we understand the risks involved, and it's important that I mention it, that we understand the risks involved, well then, look, I believe that number one, we need to follow law, essentially, but I have to say that.
We all pay our TV license. Nudge, nudge, wink, well, wink.
But more importantly, I think that if you understand the risk, well, then sometimes you can make an educated decision. I think, for example, I was thinking about this walking to Shul on Shabbos. There was no one around me, like not a single soul around me. I mean, what's the point of me wearing a mask? Am I protecting myself from myself? Like, it doesn't work that way. So what's my risk while not wearing a mask and there's no one around me? And even if there is someone around me, they're walking past me at a walking pace speed for less than a split second. Is our masks really required outdoors? I don't know. Look, I think that if we understand the risks and we understand the idea behind COVID, how COVID can spread and the severity that COVID can cause and the disease that COVID can cause, and your personal risk factors to a degree, then I think you can make some sort of decisions in terms of like communal decisions when you're talking about big groups of people. So that changes a little bit because you're now making decisions for other
100%.
People. 100%. And that changes a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's what I
obviously to be respectful of the environment that you're in. So if you happen to be at a synagogue or a church or wherever you are, and the rule there is that you have to wear a mask indoors, well then just wear a mask indoors. You don't.
Yeah.
You unfortunately don't get to make your decision there. You can make your decision as it impacts you in other environments. And I think we do. But don't we rather, that said, have to be more agile? In other words, if we suddenly see or if we start getting news of a new variant that is becoming popular, that's when we step up rather than sort of live in fear that I'm in an environment where maybe somebody's got a new variant that nobody's even heard of or mentioned yet.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that you need to live within the right times. So now numbers are low, both in the community, both in the country. We can allow ourselves to, do you know what I mean, relax a little bit, but being wary of the risks.
Mm.
I think it's like so important that we wary of the risks. Understand if you give someone that is a high-risk person COVID, they've got a high chance of not doing necessarily well. And not necessarily they're going to die, or not necessarily they're going to land up in hospital, but they're not going to get through this asymptomatically with ease. They may, you know, they're going to suffer for a few days and a few weeks. I mean, if you want to do that to your friends, well then, you know.
Yeah,
with friends like that.
But just before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you if you've got a view on Purim. Because it's the festival coming up on Thursday. It's a notoriously poorly behaved one. And what are you advising people to do?
I'm not. I'm staying far out of this debate.
You know what? Where's your guts? You can come with me to the BCCSA.
I'll tell you what my gut feel around Purim is that, you know, the same way you invite people to your house for Shabbos and you're not necessarily wearing masks throughout your meal, have your Purim sodas with your group of friends that you would have invited anyway for Shabbos lunch. Try to do things as safe as possible, meaning if you can possibly do things outdoors, do things outdoors. Mitigate your risks a little bit. You understand people are going to become intoxicated? Well, then think about that ahead of time. I'd rather people be intoxicated outdoors than indoors, just in terms of close confined areas. So just try, you know, live your life. I really believe that. I think it's time for us to live our lives a little bit as well. So live your life. Don't have a horrible Purim if, you know, Purim Thursday is what you live for. But be clever about it if you can.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. It is 8:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. That was Uriel Rosen, Operation Manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue.